This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Senior in high school, I coached the girls' powder puff team, and I went full Tom Landry.
Suit, yes!
Fedora, and I had the beard. Looked fantastic. Good.
So let me guys ask you guys a question. Can I ask you a question? And I want to...
Just ask it.
So you remember when Adam Schefter reported, what was it, about 2 weeks ago, that Tom Brady hasn't committed to playing
to
the
really
Patriots?
Stupid tweet. Yeah, it was last week.
I don't know why he would put that out. I don't know what the reason... Then I see that he puts another tweet out... kind of like going against that tweet.
Yeah,
and now he's saying that, you know, the agent, Don Yee.
Yeah.
Is saying that Brady, you know, said last year that he's going to play until he's 45. I mean, what are we doing here?
Well, I think they like creating their own stories
it
and
is
keeping
unbelievable.
It going. Isn't that amazing?
It is like somebody must have went to Adam Schefter and said, hey, look, you know, we too much draft stuff. You know, we know we got Mel Kiper and Todd McShay bickering back and forth. Who's
right.
Number one?
Mm-hmm.
Who's taking this way? Blah, 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 blah. Mm. Make something up about the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean,
it makes some cockamamie story about,
and it
like there's no, you know, there was no, I guess, guarantee that Brady was going to come back. And
well,
all this
I made fun
crap.
Of it at the time. I said there was no commitment that he was going to come back, or there was no guarantee he was going to come back. And then they come back and say that, yeah, he's absolutely going to play beyond this contract.
It was like totally made up out of nowhere.
Yeah, well.
I mean, is ESPN just trying to get underneath the skin of Patriot fans, or what are they trying to?
I don't know if they're doing that. I mean, I think they like to create stuff. They like to create their own stuff. And if there's, and maybe he wasn't, what he said was factually accurate. It was just unnecessary to report. I mean, maybe that's what it was. And he figured, I'll just stir it up with this. Why not? I'm bored today.
His agent,
I'm Adam Schefter. I got the power. Screw it. You know?
His agent said he, in regards to Tom Brady getting ready for the upcoming season, he customizes his preparation to each season in order to maximize his performance. His training methods are always evolving and getting better. The year he missed the first four games, that month of training on his own was particularly efficient.
Particularly efficient.
Much like Jerry Recco has got an update.
If you want to know what he's doing, just read the TB12 method.
Oh, yeah. Just follow him on Instagram, too. You know exactly what's going on.
Slamming some kale and drinking some orange juice. Probably not orange juice.
And you have to eat the kale, because isn't there a problem with romaine lettuce right
there
now?
There is, again.
E. coli breakout.
It doesn't stop with the romaine lettuce.
Damn
I'll
it.
Tell you what, though. You eat some kale, you take a little of that Metamucil, and you know they come in these little, like...
you'll be hunched over.
Licorice tab things.
God.
Grabbing your stomach.
These licorice tab things now.
Licorice tab things? You got problems with this?
No. They're awesome. They taste good and they work. How you doing?
You all backed up? Is
no,
that what's
no,
going
I'm not
on?
Not backed up. That's
you've got
nice
every
he had a
remedy.
Whole box of Metamucil sitting here for 3 years.
That's because Michael Strahan brought it.
Well, whatever.
In, and I was like, anything Michael Strahan does, I want to do.
Right, exactly.
But you know, this new thing, this like they have like their I don't know, licorice type, and they're good, man.
All right, good.
I'm going to get you some.
Oh, please, thank you.
Because I think part of your problem is that you probably don't do that enough.
Oh, I do it plenty, trust me. There's a lot going on.
Like Al, once a week.
No. I'm
not. Once or twice a week, I'm sorry. Twice a week.
During the week, on the weekends, my body's very relaxed and is able to perform.
Make poop.
Perform properly.
You only go twice a week?
During the week, my body does not know what's going on with going to work, when it's home.
It's not in a routine
long,
at this
how
point.
How long has your body been with you?
My whole life.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and your whole life, your body's been with you. So that means for the last 10 years, you've been doing this.
Right. Yeah, it still has not
still
caught on.
That out yet,
nope.
Huh?
Yeah. It does know the weekends, though. Very familiar.
Poopy.
Because, you know, you and I, on Friday afternoon, Friday late morning, I can always tell, you are so jacked up to go
potty party.
Have your weekend, and now I understand why.
Yeah right.
Very happy for the weekend.
Becomes regular again.
And then I
got to get you some of these gummies. They're like gummies. That's what they are. They're like gummy little things.
Marijuana gummies?
No. potty party. Hey, let's go. They're like a little Metamucil gummy. They're good.
It's very strange that they've made adult medicines now gummies.
Yeah, I know. It's alarming.
It's alarming.
Because
like
we're not
people
growing up.
People can't swallow a pill. They gotta like here's an Alka-Seltzer. You could chew it now.
Yeah, but you know the cycle of life is you start with Gerber baby food and you end with Gerber baby food. And then everything else in between.
Poop right. the bed.
Yeah, diapers too. Wouldn't it be funny if Boomer thought he was taking Metamucil gummy bears and it really was marijuana gummy bears?
That would be awesome.
Walking into here all fired up every
day.
Jerry.
Yeah, I played in a hockey game last night where half the guys were blowing blunts out in the parking lot before the game.
Oh, really? Like,
Jesus God, on man, your, what is going on?
On your team?
Hell, not on my team. No,
I was going to
no
say.
Way.
All right. Just make it
not
sure.
Allowed on the Wasps.
No, they yeah. almost beat us too, and I was like, "Man, guys, they're all high.
What are you doing? Stoners,
bunch of idiots."
You think they were smoking pot?
I think so.
Come to find out, that it was the Islanders. It was amazing. What's going on, Jerry?
Brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing. He's wind up just blowing out the Twins 14-1. About as expected a result as you will find because they own this team. Giancarlo Stanton 4-for-4. He homered. Grand slam from Didi. Tyler Austin, a home run. Here is Aaron Judge. Not surprised the way Andujar has started. As you know, the 7 straight games with the extra base hit, hit home runs.
Seen it since I was played with them in low A Charleston, man. The guy can hit.
And, of course, the Yankees had the 3 runs in the first. Sanchez and Hicks certainly a big part of that. Boone was asked if this is a glimpse of what the team can be.
Yeah, I mean, tonight was a great night, up and down, quality of bats, you know, kicking it off in the first.
That is true.
I had the best seat in the house. Hey, by the way, you know, the other guy that, you know, Hicks is back in the lineup now, right? So it makes everybody, you know, whole, makes the whole team where they should be, and if you want to give Gardner a rest versus a lefty, you could play Stanton out in right left field like they did the other day, or you have your Stanton as your DH, the way you figured it all out, it's like perfect.
Yeah, and you don't have to play it now, Jerry. You can save it for later. But did he go with the latest one on the Stanton home run with the singing of the Dean Martin song, or did he go back to the original atrocious
one? I've been spending 20 minutes editing Will Smith, so right, I'm not sure, but I'd be happy to play it for you.
Rizzi's 2-2. Swung on and hit in the air to deep left field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Giancarlo, no si puesto parlo.
No, he went back.
It's a Stantonian home run.
He went
deep
back
in the left field seats. And the Yankees take a 5-1 lead.
I didn't think he'd do it. He went back.
He says he's going to rotate them.
Nah.
So what's the next one? Farlo? What the hell is he saying?
No, it was Stoparlo and Fermarlo, right?
Fermarlo?
Fermarlo.
Fair the Marlowe.
You know, I'll tell you what, I was all jacked up listening to Will Smith get tricky with it, right? And then you come with this nonsense.
What?
Well, or you could have Aaron Boone talking about how Giancarlo Stanton night started.
Battle, walk.
duck, goose.
Exactly right.
I didn't have to do anything.
Well, that is true, too. Here was Stanton, so he had the 4 hits, the home run. What was different? This was on Yes.
Seeing the ball, having a better approach, and, you know, it's a building process.
In Minnesota, I love this. Minnesota used 5 pitchers. Of course, one wasn't a pitcher. He was a position player at the end, but they all gave up at least 1 run. I mean, nobody can get this lineup out when they're clicking, and they certainly did last night. Sabathia and Jose Barrios tonight on the fan coverage at 5:55. The Yankees getting the win last night. Elsewhere, oh, by the way, the Mets are back in action. They play the Cardinals tonight. I watched a lot of the MLB Network coverage leading into the game, so because I saw Joe Girardi was on with John Smoltz. It is so weird having him talk about them. And they.
So how did he talk about him?
He talked about him like he was
open,
a very
was
impartial. Well, I mean, at this point, he's just an analyst. And
well, how do you know if he was honest?
Well, I know. Like, I heard what he said. He said, look, they are pretty good, and they got a great lineup, and the manager doesn't screw it up, they'll be fine.
He didn't say that.
He didn't say that?
He didn't say that part. Okay. But it's just very strange. They're talking about...
I would have said that
I think
part.
Fran Charles, I think, was the host, and he's talking about, boy, you know, you guys were close last year, and, you know, you see this coming. You feel like saying... They were one game away from the World Series. Just weird having him talk about them in the past
tense.
You
know, maybe I'm just getting screwed.
And John Smoltz doesn't shut up.
Really?
By the way, not in a bad way. Like, he says a lot of good things, but it's like, you know, Joe Girardi's next year. Let him
talk. Yeah, right. Yeah,
but it was good. It was very interesting. Also of note last night, Padres Rockies in Colorado. Historic because you had the first woman since 1993 doing play-by-play of an MLB telecast. Jenny Kavnar did it, and this was her first home run call. Nolan Arenado shot.
And that ball is shot into left field. Fire up the fountains. She's gone.
I love it. Fire up the fountains.
There they come.
So there you have the MLB. Everybody put that out there and everything. So it was a good night for her. She had another home run called Trevor Story.
Why wasn't she speaking Italian? I don't understand. What the hell's wrong with her? She's got to learn how to do this right, huh?
She did not do that. Trevor Story hit a home run that went like 465 feet. But the Padres did beat the Rockies 13-5 with a 9-run seventh inning. Dodgers beat the Marlins 2-1. I bring it up because they have their top prospect, Walker Buehler, pitch last night.
Buehler?
He was at 99 for the entire. I mean, you talk about Syndergaard. The guy was throwing gas last night. So Buehler, yes. I mean, Buehler. We could do that if you'd like, sure. And the Reds beat the Braves 10-4, just their fourth win of the season. But good, it comes at the expense of the Braves. Who cares? Rockets beat the Timberwolves 119-100. A couple of interesting moments in this game from the announcers. Do I have time, or should I save this for next hour?
Do what you want to do, Jerry.
We'll move on to the other stuff.
With Jerry Recco time.
Great. So you had Kevin Harlan. People thought that he was calling Derrick Rose Reggie Rose when it seemed like he was saying Reggie to Reggie Miller. And they mentioned, I'm not sure. But the one big gaffe that also caught a lot of attention was Reggie Miller.
He kind of got into it with Marco Rubio in the regular season. Now he's having conversation with CP3 at the free throw line.
You're probably right. He doesn't agree with the politics of Marco Rubio, but Ricky Rubio.
Ricky Rubio.
Kevin called him out,
but he made some fun.
He had fun with it. Okay. Absolutely. Right. They were laughing about
it. This is why Kevin's the best, man.
And it was good.
When I butcher on Monday night, he's always there to cover me.
Rockets beat the T-Wolves 119-100. We mentioned Marco Rubio. Interesting because Mitt Romney was in Utah where the Jazz beat the Thunder, and he was seen on camera heckling Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook, too.
Pretty funny.
You got to play with Carmelo!
Carmelo had a tough shooting night again last night. 113-96, the final.
Of course he is.
Utah up 3-1
there. This NBA is just not for him anymore.
Kevin Durant said Monday it was a total accident. He liked an Instagram comment criticizing Westbrook. So he had an issue on Twitter months ago. Now he had an issue on Instagram, too. The Maple Leafs beat the Bruins 3-1, series even at 3-3, and the Capitals beat the Blue Jackets 6-3. Washington wins it 4-2 after dropping the first two games. And John Tortorella was very courteous. He was fine afterwards. Yeah, at least what they posted.
I know, but you know, here's
guarantee
the
guarantee a game seven
that he did. Yes.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Well, he doesn't have Mark Messier for a captain. That's why. So here's the deal. After the game last night, or maybe it was this morning, I was seeing an interview. Some guy was covering the Jazz Oklahoma City game, and he was explaining what happens in the NBA locker rooms, like after a loss. He goes, you know, after a loss, the players, it's very quiet, very down. Everybody's got their phones in their hands. They're checking Twitter and Instagram. I'm like, I thought like those guys were supposed to be off of that stuff and away from that stuff.
No, they check it at halftime.
Or is that just LeBron? LeBron's the only one that's not.
He's the only one that does that zero dark 23 thing, whatever. But all these guys are on it all the time. So what?
They go back at halftime and they check, from what I've been told.
Yeah, whatever.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Cares? Seriously. And by the way, now that Columbus is out, clears the path for him to rejoin the Rangers. Everybody's talking about Mike Woodson coming back. Tortorella's coming back to the Rangers. He's just what they need. We've got a lot of people coming back to their old jobs. A lot of people out there that want their old jobs back. No,
I don't think John Tortorella works well with young players.
I'm the best there is.
Oh, there we go. You know, we are looking for an intern.
The heck with Boomer.
Maybe we can get somebody to cut some tape for you, Jerry.
God, that would be so helpful.
Yeah, you know what? Anyway. You annoy me. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm loaded, okay?
What are we doing here? Oh, we got it. WWE. Okay.
Clam up with it.
It's the WFAN 635 ticket drop brought to you by Tri-State Ford Dealers.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.